We do have an ordinance that's coming up for second reading in our at our next meeting next Monday night. And what it would do is it would limit the size of those canopies that have been placed on the beach, and we see them getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've watched other areas pass ordinances to limit or in some places eliminate. We're not doing that. We are going to eliminate tents, and that's four-sided tents that are now starting to pop up. They block the view for everybody else. Plus, they become a safety hazard if the lifeguards can't see beyond them. We're also looking to maximize the size of canopies that that have to be open on all sides to a 10 by 10 footprint. Those are the things that we're looking at. We're really looking at them for safety issues and also so that everybody out on the beach can enjoy their time out there. There's plenty of room for everybody and that the views aren't blocked by these tents or canopies that basically create walls along the ocean front.
Mayor, two things. How many complaints have you been getting about this happening? And then how would you enforce something like that?
Yes. Last summer, the last couple of years, we've got quite a few complaints. I've asked the council to put it on the agenda to address. And they hadn't done that. So I brought it up the other night and got them to preliminarily put together this ordinance. We've got quite a few complaints. My emails throughout the summer are concerns about people that the canopies are taking up too much room. They're blocking the views. Some of them have long cords that hold them up. They would be eliminated by this ordinance. Any structures would have to be tied to the ground within the structure of the canopy itself. So enforcement with anything can be an issue. Number one, you expect people or the majority of people to comply with the rule, which is what you would expect. But we do have patrols out on the beach. We're not looking for the lifeguards to patrol this or to enforce this. Their job is to watch the oceanfront and protect the people that are on the beach. But we do have police officers out on the beach now on quads. So it would be their responsibility to, you know, warn people, which is what we're going to do first, about the fact that what they're utilizing might not be compliant to our new ordinance.
And finally, Mayor, we got a few seconds left, and a lot of resort towns have seen some issues over the years with residential homes sort of getting turned into Airbnbs and short-term rentals. Is that been becoming an issue over there as well?
Well, it is an issue. It's an issue for us in our R1 and MH, which are residential areas. We did pass an ordinance that would limit rentals in those areas that really aren't supposed to be areas where you conduct business, that would limit the length of stay to no less than 5 days for a third-party rental platform in those areas. We did pass that ordinance. There were people in opposition to that. They did take it and petition it to referendum, and there will be a referendum vote on that ordinance on July 22nd. But we see it as an issue. I see it as a change to our residential areas. Now, I'm not talking about condos or townhouses on the ocean block, the ocean front, 90% of the Bayside, just those residential areas where you have single-family homes and single-family mobile homes.